Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:39. This is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning. Pittsburgh Public Schools are on their normal schedule, but we do have some throughout the area who have gone to two-hour delays, and we refer you to kdkradio.com. You can check the school closing and delay list in the Storm Center at any time.
One of the stories over the weekend is the Alliance of American Football that has a very close Pittsburgh and NFL connection. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, he's the morning host, WERC Radio in Birmingham. Birmingham has a team, but he's also a friend of mine, went to North Allegheny and Clarion. Jeff Tyson, JT, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. So how was day one for the Alliance of American Football down there in Birmingham?
I got to tell you, it was pretty exciting. We weren't sure how many people were going to show up. It turned out to be about 17,000 or 18,000 people at Legion Field. Historic Legion Field. Larry can tell you a story about that in just a minute. But the Birmingham Iron took care of Memphis. The final score was 26-0. Trent Richardson, obviously a big name here in this area from the Alabama Crimson Tide, played in the league for a couple of years and a number of different teams, including the Cleveland Browns. But as you guys know, there's a lot of guys in this league that are former NFL guys, guys that have been cut, guys trying to work their way back into the NFL. But the crowd was really into it. Perfect football weather here for a great game.
And Tim Lewis, the head coach, a University of Pittsburgh standout star, played in the NFL, coached in the NFL, and now the head coach in Birmingham. He says that the folks down there have really warmed up to it. But back here in Pittsburgh, we haven't heard much about this league.
Well, there's eight teams in the league right now, and they're a complementary league to the NFL. They don't work so much side-by-side with the league, but as you know, guys like Troy Polamalu, Hines Ward, they're all a part of this life ball league. So I think this league really does have legs. We've seen a number of side NFL organizations try and make a run at it, but I feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah, they certainly are painting themselves as the AAA of the NFL, a way for guys to work their way back into the National Football League. And it was interesting in watching the games over the weekend. I heard one of the players was asked about the speed of the game compared to the NFL, and the comment was, it's about 70% of the speed. So it seems just a little bit slower, but when you watch it, it doesn't look like that.
No, not at all. In fact, the games move a lot quicker. They're designed to end up about 2.5 hours. There's a limited number of television timeouts, a halftime for the teams in the locker room, down to 13 minutes. They changed some of the rules during the games as well. No more kickoffs to avoid injury. Special teams have made adjustments. Blitzes have changed. They don't allow more than five guys in the box. So they're speeding the game up. They're really focusing on attention with the safety for the players. And I think it's a good thing. I think you may see some changes coming that direction with the NFL and the college ranks as well.
One of the things I found fascinating is they mic the quarterbacks and the head coaches, and they got to be careful. A couple of bleeps slipped out, but it was entertaining, and I thought you did a great job as the public address announcer for the Iron, now already nicknaming their defense the Iron Curtain.
Oh, really?
there you go. I like that. I like that. Well, Larry, I learned all my stadium announcings from the best, Larry Richard. So thanks for the tips.
Hey, good job, and we'll catch up with you, Jeff. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.